Okay, so now I'm going to go around to each of you and ask you, when you guys have to play these songs live now, what's the one that you look forward to playing the most, and what's the one that's the biggest pain in your ass when you get to it on the set list? Okay, Tim?
I think live I look forward to playing This Too Shall Pass the most, because it has a breakdown that allows the audience to really sing like they're at a sporting event or something like that. You know, it sounds like you're at like a European football game, you know. The one that's hardest to play. For some reason, I don't know why. It's not that I don't look forward to playing Needing Getting, but about every three shows, I can't remember how to play the bass line. It's not even a particularly difficult bass line.
It's funny too, because you're the only instrument.
I'm the only instrument in the song too. So when I mess up, everyone knows.
I think we often play that like pretty early in the set, like second or third. And I've noticed that during that song, I'm often sort of like they come on stage and like let out the emotion.
Yeah.
Just like get into it, has already passed, and now I'm into like planning like. I need this instrument here for this song. I need this instrument here for that song. And like, we need to make sure we get off by a certain time, and we have to, and like, you start getting to the logistics of the set.
Right.
And I start thinking about business and the business of playing a show, and I forget the words or something, you know.
Yeah,
have you noticed at the beginning that like I always sing the wrong verse first? And that's
I noticed that last time we played, you sing the complete wrong verse first.
Yeah.
Dan, what's the song that you most look forward to playing from the new album, and the one that's the biggest pain in your ass?
Well, you know, it's switched out a couple of times. The song that I enjoyed playing off the new record the most initially was Needing Getting.
How sad for you that everyone else in the band keeps screwing it up.
That's why it's no longer his favorite.
No, the one that I liked least now is my favorite. And that's This Too Shall Pass.
Damien, what's the song that you most look forward to singing now, week?
The song I most look forward to singing is Skyscrapers. It's like, it's really minimalist on stage. Like we really clear everything out. And this is also the first record where I feel like our live shows have learned to handle, like quiet and contemplative stuff well. And that's one of the songs where if we play it, and Dan sometimes will just like stop in the middle of a verse, and you'll hear like this gaping hole, and the audience is like silent. And that's as exhilarating a sound as them all going nuts at the same time.
Mm-hmm. There's a part in that that's always anxiety for me. It's because Damien solos for a while at the end, and I come in with a second guitar part, and that's sort of like a shift in the song. And so I never know if like Damien's gotten his like solo out, or if we're having like a terrible show, like, and I let him go on too on to look at me and be like, let's get this.
I don't want to make up more stuff right now. Let's just get off stage.
Yeah. So I like, usually I can, it's, I can like feel out where it's going to be, but sometimes I'm like, should I go now?
I never realized that, because I always look over at you and you're always kind of meandering around the stage. You like pour yourself a drink.
Yeah, I'm always like drinking a beer or like kind of looking around.
I didn't realize that.
Well, there's also the other politic going on right there is that Andy's a really good guitarist and I'm a really bad guitarist. And so I mean, I'm not a really bad guitarist. I'm just a very self-taught guitarist who has a very limited bag of tricks. So soloing is not one of the things I like learned to do as a 15-year-old. And so my solos are always a little weird. And like sometimes they come out like really lyrical, and it's like, wow, no real guitarist would ever think of that, and it's so cool. And sometimes it's just like, ooh, like that wasn't a melody. That was just a bunch of sounds. That's one of the songs where I don't want to like have a part. I don't want to learn like to do the same thing every night. So every night it's like, okay, what am I going to do now? And 2/3 of the time it's pretty cool. And I'm like, wow, I'm learning to play guitar pretty well. And every once in a while, especially if it's been like a high tension show and things just haven't gone the way I wanted, like my creative flow is not good. And that's like a lot of times I'll look over to Andy. So like, no, let's just do another couple rounds, guys. I'm like, I'm learning to play.